South Sudan is set to become the newest independent nation in the world this coming July, following an overwhelming vote for independence earlier in this year. The country faces numerous challenges, including that of building a national infrastructure almost from scratch, establishing political institutions, and working out space for partnerships between the government, civil society, and the international community. The Catholic Church in South Sudan is preparing to play a role in the life of the new nation as well. The Diocese of Rumbek, South Sudan, is currently holding its 13th annual diocesan celebration, with self-renewal and rededication to gospel service the order of the day. Lydia O'Kane reports.
The 9-day diocesan celebration in Rumbek, South Sudan, continues this week after opening on Tuesday, February the 8th. On Sunday, Bishop Cesar Mazzolari of Rumbek led a special celebration of commitment and rededication in which representatives of 10 different religious congregations, diocesan priests and lay movements talked about the work of their respective communities in the life of the church in Rumbek. A Jesuit scholastic, the Reverend Mr. Gitao, spoke of the efforts of the Society of Jesus.
Here in Rumbek Diocese, we have been here for the past 11 years. Jesuits were at the beginning working in the diocese as pastors and the Holy Family Cathedral and chaplain at Comboni School. Later, Jesuits had their own house and community where they started a parish, that is St. Teresa Church, which had been running for the past 5 years. 3 years ago, the Jesuits started a new institute, St. Peter Claver Ecological and Computer Training Center. The institute runs a one-year program in which students are taught skills in solar energy installations and simple construction, water and sanitation technologies, and computer software applications. At the moment, a new project is underway in which the Jesuits intend to set up an agricultural school to teach courses in food production and animal husbandry to young people.
Gitao said the work of the Jesuits in Rumbek is inspired by the charism of the society's founder, St. Ignatius Loyola.
The founder of the Jesuits intended that his followers should be ready to teach and defend faith through education in all sectors of the society, both religious and secular.
The 13th annual diocesan celebration of Rumbek, South Sudan, concludes later this week. I'm Lydia O'Kane.